Yeah, that was Waiting for the Day by the Get Arounds. And I hope you get around to making your donations. Yes, we're waiting for those donations. Go to cjsffundrive.ca. And we'll be back with more Vic Wayne after this.
In the last year, CJSF has significantly strengthened its local and community reporting to put more stories and neighborhood news on the air. As local news continues to be under threat, your support is more important than ever. Help us rise higher and reach further with a donation to CJSF's 2025 Fund Drive at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573.
And we are back. And Vic, you said you played some gigs recently?
Yeah. Aside from the Bowie Ball coming up, last few months, we had some pretty cool shows, actually. We landed an opening spot at the Commodore, which we hadn't played in quite some time. Mm. And it was fantastic. I mean, I was, to be honest, I was not expecting as the opener to have as many people pushed up against the stage. I mean, when I saw the videos, it was crazy. It was like 700, 800, 900 people. It's just, yeah. But it was fantastic. It was super fun. And then we had our album release party that I mentioned earlier, and that was at the Fox Cabaret, and that was great too. So we finally got this, our seventh record, which is this one, out into the world. And then we did the IPO Vancouver, International Pop Overthrow Vancouver show at Lanaloo's that we mentioned earlier. And that was, that was just, I don't know, a couple months back.
Love it. Love it. All right. You're going to play another acoustic for us.
Sure. So I mentioned we have quite a few records out, and, you know, usually it's the right thing to do to play just about everything, if not everything, from the new record. But I decided to do one from our previous record just because I just really like it. It's another one I wrote with that fellow Ian, and I wrote this for my mom. I don't want to make anything too serious or downer, but my mom's got Alzheimer's, and I wrote this song for her. It's called Running Through the Rain.
Called your demons out, exposed you feeling naked now. The thought police are here to suss you out. Maybe they're just here to mute the sound. Maybe you still hear the running rain. Here come the thunder. Here come the wonder, it's running through your veins. Here come the lightning, and though it's frightening, you're running through the rain for one more day. Treasures out the beauty of what you're about. For what you leave behind, you can be proud. There's only this one moment here and now. So wash away the fear and let it rain. Here come the thunder. Here come the wonder, it's running through your veins. Here come the lightning, and though it's frightening, you're running through the rain for one more day. the thunder, here come the wonder, it's running through your veins. Here come the lightning, and though it's frightening, you're running through the rain. But you're okay for one more day. We live to love and fight another day. We live to love and fight another day. But you're okay. But you're okay.
So sorry to hear about your mom.
Oh,
but
thanks.
Yes, but it's a beautiful song.
Thank you very much. Yeah, like I said, don't want to be, you know, too much of a downer, but, you know, tried to pick songs that show a different side of the band. You know, we've got lots of rockers that are, you know, for jumping around and are all about sex and all, you know, craziness and mayhem. And then we've got some, you know, slightly more prophetic or tender songs, and it's nice to show a different sides of the band. And you know, these songs, the recorded versions of these songs, are eminently better than what I'm giving you tonight, but it's nice to do them in this setting. So thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Yes, and I want to talk about your beautiful guitar that you brought in today. Tell me about that.
Oh, this is my Takamine that I've had for, well, decades as well. Yeah, it's kind of, as you can see, you got a few chips and a bit beat up, but it's written a lot of songs with me over the years, so I am quite fond of it.
Yeah, I haven't heard of this brand. Where is it from?
Oh, Takamine. They've been around a long time. I think they're originally Japanese. I'm not actually sure, to be honest. But I actually had another Takamine way back in the, I don't know, early 90s even. And then our rehearsal space got broken into, and all our gear was there. And the only stuff that the people stole was my acoustic guitar and a keyboard. We had a keyboard player. No one took any of the other stuff from the other guys. Go figure.
Wow.
And get this. The only two people in the band that had musical equipment insurance were me and the keyboard player.
Interesting.
So anyway, so I used that money to buy this Takamine, but thanks.
Yes. Okay. And now we're going to play another song from your album. This one, the Everything Must Go. Tell me about Queen Bed.
Okay, Queen Bed is another song that Steve and I wrote together, and he, you know, he often just sends me demos, and then I sort of sift through them, and sometimes I add more, sometimes I add less. This one, he woke up at like 5 in the morning one morning and just had this idea he was going to put this down, and he even said to me, I almost didn't send it to you. And when I first heard it, my reaction was, I'm not sure this works for us. But I decided he'd put all this work into making this demo with a drum machine and bass and guitars, that I would listen to it one more time as I was driving that morning. And I started humming over it, and I came up with a melody that, you know, for me, I thought was just great. So I immediately sent him a message back saying, sorry, I was absolutely wrong. There's definitely a good song in there somewhere. So Steve came up with the guitar riff and even the bass line and the stutter step drums, and I kind of wrote the chorus, and we had a woman named Renee, who sings with The Pursuit of Happiness, which is a, you know, well-known Canadian band, come in and sing a vocal on it. I think we've only had a woman come in maybe twice over the years to sing on it, but man, sitting in the studio with her was like transcendent. It was like, I can't even tell you. We were just sitting there with our jaws dropped. She has the most beautiful voice. And she did a great job. So, I won't talk more about the theme. You can probably figure it out by listening to it. But yeah, let's do it. Queen Bed.
That they'll pose and cheer the emperor's mood.
Yes, like you said, beautiful, beautiful voice in the background. All right, who are the other collaborators in the album?
There's a few worth mentioning for sure. I wrote a song with my brother, Adam, who has a band, Maud Lewis, in Portland, Oregon. He also played a lot of bass for us on the last couple records and contributed a bit to some of the songs on this one. And I wrote a song with a guy that Adam and I were in our very first mod band with. His name's Dave Lawson. And we wrote a song, it's actually about an experience that we had at a battle of the bands, but, you know, save that for another day. But it's so he sent me some music and we wrote a tune around that. And there's also Paul Myers, who is brother to Mike Myers, the comedian.
No.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And Paul is like a Renaissance man of all creative arts. He wrote a book on John Candy that's out right now, just came out. He made a film about Kids in the Hall. He's a great musician and singer, a podcaster. He's just really multi-talented, and he played and sang on some of our records back in like 2004. And we met him through Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath, who was co-producing a record for us. And he said, I think I'll bring Paul in and we'll do some background vocals together. And we've maintained a good friendship. And Paul sang some fabulous background vocals on Overblown, the one that I croaked through myself here. But the recorded version has some beautiful stuff of his. And then I also wrote a song with Jody Porter from the Fountains of Wayne, which is a, you know, pretty well-known group as well. And that was another one of those weird things, like the one with Ian. He had heard of us and sent me a note on, you know, said, I've heard your band's name around, thought I'd check them out, and kind of dug them. So we started up a conversation, and I asked him if he had any demos he might want to send my way, and we wrote a song on this record called Your Version of Me around a demo that he sent me as well. And then I guess we also had a couple people, Kate O'Brien and Victoria Raz, who played violins and oboe, also on Overblown, which again is the stuff that we hadn't really put on records before too. But you know, it's nice to add some new elements when you can. So yeah, some really great talented people that we're very thankful for.
Fantastic. All right, and here at CJSF we love to promote female artists, and you picked Combine the Victorious. Tell me, how do you know them?
I don't really know them. Yep. Someone told me about, I heard one of their songs, and I just was knocked out by it. I got to spend more time listening to them. I remember that Mark, the keyboard player, was in a band, Pure, that we had done shows with back in the 90s, and they broke up. But he and his wife, I guess, make up Combine the Victorious, and I just love this song. Let's play it.
Monsoon Afternoon on CJSF.
your donations, CJSF can reach new heights. Become a part of the journey and donate today at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573.
And that was Jeremy's voice. He is the next show. He is waiting for us because he'll be on at 8 o'clock. His show is called The 60-Minute Stage Dive. All right. We're going to play one last live song here. Vic, tell me about it.
Sure. Well, this is one that I actually wrote myself. And there's not that many on this record. Usually I write quite a few myself, but there were so many good collaborators on this one that there's only a couple, but this is one of them. And this is a song about how I was able to rope my wife in. Women like guys with guitars, I guess. Or at least she did at the time.
They do.
She's probably, much to her long-suffering chagrin, she probably not so sure now, but back then it worked. So this is, it's called The Best Thing.
Better than head smart, gave you a head start, hitting the ground. Brown hair in those brown eyes, how the time flies when she's around. Feeling up on the ceiling, had you reeling and reeled you in. And heart smart, better than head smart, gave you a head start so you might win. Played it right, you played it right. She said, come over and play me a song again tonight. Brain dead in some strange bed, you were spoon-fed a pack of lies. Your cold plate filled with old dates, she said, just wait, you're down a size. And jackass, you were a dumbass, thought it was badass all the while. And bushwhacked, you felt ransacked, but still gobsmacked by that smile. Played it right, you played it right. She said, come over and play me a song again tonight. The best decision you ever made was doing nothing at all. The best decision you ever made was waiting it out. The best decision you ever made was choosing not to call. Sometimes the best thing is the best thing you don't do. The best decision you ever made was doing nothing at all. Best decision you ever made was shutting your mouth. The best decision you ever made was choosing not to call. Sometimes the best thing is the best thing you don't do. You played it right. You played it right. She said, come over and play me a song again tonight. You played it right. You played it right. She said, come over and play me a song again tonight. She's the best thing. The best thing.
Woo!
trick ending.
Yes. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to the Fun Drive Week special. And thank you so much to our special guest, Vic Wayne. Was it cousin to Bruce Wayne? What was it? Nephew?
Long lost nephew
to Bruce Wayne. So, all right, folks. Thank you so much again. And wham bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, baby. All right, we're going to end with Black Nostalgia. We'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Meddy signing out.